Hello, I'm Douglas Kretz, and this is Startup Stories. We're in Chicago talking to the newest entrepreneurs building the newest things. And today we're talking to Zach Price, who is the founder of Blog Into Book. Hello, welcome.
Thanks Glad for being to be here.
Yeah. In your very yellow shirt, is this a U of Michigan kind of, I hate to say that in Chicago, but.
I would love to say it is, but it's just like, you know, I just like to be bold. When you're taking on a big industry, you just like got to disrupt things in a bright and bold way.
I like the way you think. So tell me about Blog Into Book. It is not a self-publishing tool as one might think by just thinking of the title.
Right.
Explain it to us.
Yeah, so self-publishing is really hard and time-consuming, and it actually costs a lot of money. And the myth is that it's easy, but it's not. So with Blog Into Book, I'm a full-service publishing company, and we publish bloggers into authors by taking their blogs, and we put it on Kindle and iBookstore, Barnes & Noble Nook, Google Play, any ebook site out there as a way to generate revenue for them and kind of give them some prestige in their niche.
Okay, how did you get this idea? We should probably mention at this point, you're a serial entrepreneur. You've, in addition to several, this industry, you've also tried to take on Andrew Mason at Groupon. How did that work out?
So I had an idea. I saw Groupon blowing up here in Chicago, and I thought, wow, what a great idea. It doesn't seem like it takes a lot of capital to start a website and start offering deals to customers. So in just over a weekend, I made a site called VoucherNow.com, which was going to be a site that offered coupons and discounts to customers at larger brands. And by the time I finished it on late Sunday night, I realized, oh my God, this only took me 2 days to do, and I'm not even a technical guy. And I started doing research, and there were just dozens and hundreds of other companies.
So you started the company and then did research to find out who your competitors were?
Well, you know, I knew the big competitors.
You knew Groupon.
And I saw some smaller, so I started modeling my site. And then I just realized there's so many companies that are trying to do this right now, and there's only going to be more and more. And I just killed the idea right then before even trying to compete with everyone.
That's smart. Fail fast, right?
Yeah.
What else have you tried to start up, and what else have you started up before you got into this?
So when I was just graduated from the University of Michigan, I started an auction site, kind of like a marketplace for students to buy and sell textbooks, football tickets, which is big at Michigan, couches, you know, anything that they had that they needed to get rid of, buy and sell. It was 2004, and at the time, there was no online marketplace. People were just posting flyers all around campus. And it just turns out at that same time, actually the same month, Mark Zuckerberg over at Harvard started a site just like that.
I heard about that.
It was called the Facebook.
Yeah.
And he was connecting students socially. I was connecting students commercially.
Yeah.
And so my site did really well, and everyone in the, you know, some thousands and thousands of students were using it, trading messages and buying and selling things. And I eventually sold the company to another marketplace that was kind of rounding up Big Ten schools.
Okay.
So yeah, that's one of the companies that I've started.
Okay, how many more companies have you started?
So I have several different publishing companies. Blog Into Book is my most recent venture, but I started publishing kind of in my dorm room, my frat house in college, with my brother. He was a fitness trainer, and we took his fitness program and started selling it on eBay, and people started buying it, and we geared it towards football players because he played football in high school. He kind of had a workout program for that, and it was really popular.
That's interesting. Why did you choose to ship it through eBay rather than to put it on? I mean, was this too early for any of these video platforms or anything like that?
So this is 1999.
Wow.
This is 1999.
You were like a revolutionary in the video space.
You know, everyone talks about the lean startup these days and how to start a company. Well, I was just applying the same principles back then. I was testing ideas online. eBay, you could list something for 25 cents. And kind of, it was like a cheap way to test things.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon was big, but there wasn't a lot of self-publishing going on there. And we just had like a pamphlet. It was just a few pages of a football workout. So we sold it on eBay. Sure enough, it started selling. And I said, hey, if this is great for football players and they're buying it, let's do it for like all sorts of different sports and kind of gear the fitness program for them. So we contacted some consultants who were experts in the field and ended up publishing a whole series of fitness books.
So what's lucrative about self-publishing? I mean, I know Blog Into Book isn't a self-publishing platform, but why would you continually start hammering at this certain industry? Why does it make so much sense?
So I thought of, you know, what can I sell and make money? With physical products, it's tough. So like sell information. It was the only thing as a 19-year-old, you know, in college that I could think that I could start a business with, just sell information. So we sold football-specific fitness training.
Okay.
I tested several different ideas, and that was the one that really hit the market, and they liked it. So I just expanded from there and kind of expanded into all sorts of sports.
So what are the things that make Blog Into Book such a kind of lucrative opportunity for you now, why would you go after blogs, for instance, and kind of push them into like an ebook format?
Right. So publishing all these years, you know, 14 years now, is I'm just trying to find the best content with content creators who have a following who are going to want to buy their content. So best-selling authors are great. They're really tough to snag as a small publisher like myself. But I started realizing as I got submissions through my site and talking to people that bloggers have the best content out there, huge followings. It's most of it's already written, and then they're constantly putting out new stuff. And that's what they like to do. And they don't necessarily have time or the know-how or even the funds. A lot of these bloggers aren't making money from their blogs. Yeah. So to self-publish is kind of tough and time-consuming, like
I mentioned. Do you think people are trying to switch away from like traditional main news channels or information channels or even well-established authors and try to find people who are more like them? Do you think that that's where some of the attraction is in having kind of a, let's just use self-publishing as a as a moniker for it?
Absolutely. I mean, when I'm looking for like what's new and what's going on, I'm not going to say CNN or ABC. I'm going to Twitter and Facebook and the blogs that I follow and the thought leaders that I like.
Right. Who I'm saying something right now.
Maybe it's my favorite writer for CNN who has his own Twitter account or a TechCrunch writer who I like to follow. I'll go straight to his Twitter and just say what's going on and follow him and kind of relate to him. And you know, sure enough, I'm not paying him anything. Sure. But if he had a product that was more information by him or a different way to read it, I would be happy to shed out a few dollars for it.
So how did the Microsoft angle come in? I mean, why did you start choosing to work with Microsoft and helping? From what I understand, you're taking Blog into Book and you're going to try to build an app into it. I don't want to with reveal too much of your secret stuff, but what are you working on with them?
You know, so I'm in 1871, the technology hub here in Chicago, and through there they provide these great mentors. So I met two Microsoft employees, Sonal Main and Adam Hoffman, and just bounced different ideas off them. I'm using like all the Office products now and Windows 8 and updating that. But as I was talking to them, we decided that, you know, books as apps might be a really great idea. So, you know, if there's a way that we could get these ebooks as like Windows apps or something on the Windows platform that people could view just as individual products, I think it would be like a big, big different way of reading and consuming blogs rather than just going on the internet and reading them off the web.
So selling the books through the Windows Marketplace, and so they can put them on their tablets, they put Surface, or they can put them on their phone,
right,
and just read a book like as they're getting ready to go to the airport or something like that.
They can have an app just on their Surface or Windows phone or anything and be able to read it right then and there. It doesn't matter if you have Wi-Fi, it doesn't matter if you're on the beach or in an airplane, you got it on your device and it's yours, whether the blog shuts down or not.
Right. You're from Cleveland, right?
Yeah, Cleveland,
so
Ohio.
Why would you choose to stay in Chicago to do your entrepreneur stuff?
You know, when I moved to Chicago, after I sold up my University of Michigan site, I came to Chicago because at the time, Cleveland didn't have much of a technology center going on. Chicago had a little bit. I saw it was growing. I came here, you know, got involved a little bit in the community, and the community has just grown so much, and especially in the past few years, especially with places like 1871, and now the River North whole area is just really digital startup, and it's just really invigorating for an entrepreneur like myself to see that here.
So what's an entrepreneur to do then if they want to come to Chicago? Let's say they're not willing to try it out in Silicon Valley, or they don't have the money to live in New York or something like that.
Exactly.
What do they got to know about this place in order to make stuff work here?
Yeah, you know, if you have a digital startup and you can work from anywhere, I say why pay super high rents on the coast when you can do the same business in a place like Chicago? And in Chicago, like I mentioned, in River North and kind of the downtown area, it's really becoming digital. The mayor's getting behind it. There's tons of events 7 days a week, it seems like, during the day, after hours. You can meet with great mentors that just sign up through different websites and slotted and all these stuff, and just, you know, ask questions. That's all
you can do. You can do a thing right where I think in 1871, people like Sonal and Adam, they have office hours, right? Mm-hmm. And they drop by, and they're also doing events there. And actually, right, we're in the Aon Center right now, and then Microsoft actually has a technology center. And that's what we're in. Mm-hmm. That's what this thing is. So there's actually a huge Microsoft presence here, helping people use that technology. Has it helped your startup at all? I mean, being able to have instant access to someone who can answer technology questions in a way like that?
Yeah, it really has.
With a business sense.
Just like what I mentioned with my ebooks, I never really thought of them as apps until I talked to, you know, the Microsoft representatives here. And just, you know, talking to them about my processes of how I make ebooks and how I take projects on and maybe how that could be better, I have the updated office suite. I just got a notification that I got a new Windows 8 like touchscreen desktop today that I'm gonna play with like all my products on and check my site on. So, you know, just the basics with that stuff and then possibly turning ebooks into apps. I didn't even think about that.
So let's talk about the baseball card phenomenon, right? You totally dove into that bubble in the 80s and the 90s. What did you do? You started as 8, collecting them. What happened next?
Yeah, I was super young and I was a huge baseball fan. And my dad took me over to my uncle's house one day and he had all these baseball cards. And I was like, oh, these are cool. And he started telling me they had value. And so I just started getting really interested. I was like, this is worth money. This is worth more than this card. So we started buying packs at stores. I started getting like Ken Griffey Jr. and Roberto Alomar. And based on how they did on their performance on the field, their values would go up or down. I just thought that was fascinating.
Yeah. So like, and how were you tracking that though?
Yeah, so there's a monthly magazine that came out called Beckett Magazine that, everyone had to get. You probably subscribed and were checking your cards. And every month it would have an up arrow if your prices went up. It would have a down arrow if it went down. It would have a hot list, top 10. And it was just a great way to follow it. Like there was no fantasy sports then. So that was my fantasy sports.
It's really?
Like, getting a Bo Jackson card and then watching him, in the All-Star game hit a home run, and then the next month it went up like $2. Wow. So that was fascinating to me as a young kid.
How were you able to make money off of that?
So, a little bit, but I started going to shows and buying and selling from like the sports dealers, the memorabilia dealers. And then I got a lot of cards and I thought, oh, I should, sell my own cards at a show. So sure enough, I looked in the magazine, found a show near me, got a table and presented my cards with my brothers and my mom and dad in the background. They had to drive me there and everything.
That's amazing.
So I did that. And then I started thinking, well, I'm paying $50 to have this table at the show. Like, why don't I be the guy who everyone's paying $50 to? Like dozens and dozens of tables. So I went to the drawing board and figured out where the shows were being marketed, these memorabilia shows. You could put it in the magazine that came out every month. I thought of a couple like local ideas where I'm from in Cleveland. Talked to the our local.
So you were basically thinking about the web before you were able to even ever leverage the web to do this business. So basically, like, the whole seed of your idea for blogging a book, really, and stuff like that, comes from this experience when you were a kid and you were trying to find ways to scale up your business, scale up the audience for the business, and get the information you needed to make the best sales that you could.
Right, and it's taking amazing. It from like reading a book to being the person who actually puts the whole thing together and sells it, and that's what I did with baseball cards. I collected, I sold them, and then I was the guy who was producing the show where people were buying and selling them.
Man.
And it's just like, it's just like one thing led to another, and that's just what I like to do.
Yeah, it's amazing. Wow. This takes, like, my job as a dairy manager at a supermarket makes it look so much... I mean, it pales in comparison.
Well, that's the type of experience that you have when you have a job, maybe you don't like it, maybe you don't like your boss, and it just inspires you to do your own thing and start your own company and say, I never want to feel like that again. I want to be in control of my own destiny.
Yeah. Speaking of which, blog into book, what's next with it? How are you gonna grow it up?
Oh man, I have so many different ideas to make it huge, but there's so many bloggers out there. I want to publish it. I want to have it so that every blogger, when they publish their blog, it gets created as an ebook and it gets distributed to all the major ebook sites and all the formats. I mean, that's my dream. But I also have ideas for taking like all sorts of different blogging sites, not just WordPress or your own blog, but Twitter and Tumblr, Facebook, whatever comes next, and having that be, some sort of digital product that you can give to people or that you can sell. It's not just stuff you're putting on the internet that someone needs a connection to and log onto that site.
Cool. Well, thanks for sharing the dream.
No problem.
All right, cool. Thank you.